The latest round of LV County Championship matches gets underway shortly. Indeed, depending on when you're watching this, they might already be underway as the season comes towards its close. Just a month or so away now from knowing who will be the champions, who will be promoted and who will be relegated. We have a full set of 8 fixtures, 4 in each division to look forward to. So here are a few facts and figures to help guide you through this round. Let's start in Division 1, where reigning champions Yorkshire are 38 points clear of Middlesex with a game in hand. They travel to Sussex, who are second bottom in what is the 200th first-class fixture between the two sides. Yorkshire have dominated recent encounters and are on a run of 6 wins in a row. Ryan Sidebottom is 7 wickets short of 700 in first-class cricket. Middlesex are heading north to take on Durham, where they've only won twice before. 5 of the last 10 matches between them have ended in a draw, although Durham have only drawn 1 of their last 18 games, so if the weather holds, a result is likely. Nottinghamshire host Warwickshire in a battle between the best of the East and West Midlands, but the former have not beaten the Bears in the last 8 meetings. Brendan Taylor will make his 100th first-class appearance if he features, while Ricky Clark and Tim Ambrose are closing in on 9,000 first-class runs. Somerset play Worcestershire and will be desperate to overturn a run of just 1 win in their last 9 home games. However, Worcestershire haven't won away in Division 1 since their return. Into Division 2, where Surrey and Lancashire are battling among themselves for the title and look almost certain to be promoted, with Glamorgan 54 points behind in third. Glamorgan travel to Lancashire, who are unbeaten in 8. Glamorgan, meanwhile, started the season with 4 wins, then they had 4 draws, and after that they've had 4 further matches without a win. Leaders Surrey head to Gloucestershire and come up against a side on a run of 3 wins in a row. All 6 of Gloucestershire's home games this season have produced a result. Derbyshire play Kent, and while the home side are yet to win at home this season, Kent haven't beaten Derbyshire away from home since 2000. Tilakarani Dilshan is 21 runs short of 14,000 in first-class cricket. And finally, an East Midlands clash sees Northamptonshire, fresh from pushing Australia hard, take on Leicestershire. Leicestershire haven't won in 7 against North Hants, and indeed they've only won once when travelling to Northamptonshire since 1975. So hopefully lots to look out for then. Let's hope the weather doesn't play spoil sport. We get lots of exciting action, which you can enjoy wherever you're following it.